For many years now, the care and feeding of the federal workforce has been one of the pet projects of Hawaii Senator Danny Akaka, chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Government Management and the Federal Workforce, as part of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. During his recent hearing on training and mentor programs for federal supervisors, Akaka discussed legislation he's drafted and introduced.
My Federal Supervisor Training Act would require each federal agency to provide mandatory training to new supervisors and retraining every 3 years. The bill would require training on topics including setting employee performance goals, mentoring and motivating employees, fostering a fair and respectful work environment, addressing poor performance, employee whistleblower non-discrimination, other rights and protections, and other important topics. Supervisor training promotes better manager-employer-employee relationships, improves communication, reduces conflict, and otherwise helps supervisors do their jobs better. And better supervisor performance leads to a more effective government.
Nancy Kichak, Associate Director and Chief Human Capital Officer with the Office of Personnel Management, says her agency is currently developing plans as part of its broader goal of reforming the federal hiring process to redefine training and mentoring programs for prospective federal managers.
I think that there should be training in dealing with diverse populations and building a workforce that is inclusive and welcomes diversity. And it should be a major part of management training because there are different cultures and there are different responses to different cultures, and managers need to be aware of that. We're also working right now at OPM on building a strategic plan for improving the diversity in the federal workforce. A large part of that strategic plan will be enhancing training. We are developing that strategic plan with an interagency task force, and we expect that to be out soon. And then we'll start implementing some of those provisions, again, with a major training emphasis.
Marilee Fitzgerald, Acting Deputy Secretary of Defense for Civilian Personnel Policy, told the subcommittee about the Pentagon's work in the area of improving training and opportunities for those aspiring to jobs as supervisors in DOD.
For example, the Secretary of Defense has created the Civilian Expeditionary Workforce, which will provide deployable civilian expertise to support efforts in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other contingencies. A parallel effort is underway to synchronize civilian and military leadership training with the goals of ensuring common professional training and education between our senior executives and flag officers, increasing joint capability for our senior executives. The department has achieved much progress in reorienting its civilian leadership capabilities. We have adopted a leadership framework and published policy that requires that leaders be developed in over 20 different competencies that are found critical for success in leadership positions. These include the development of interpersonal skills, supervising others, and providing meaningful performance feedback. Yet, we can always improve. Supervisory proficiency is critical to individual and organizational performance, as well as employee motivation, engagement, and retention.
John Palguda with the Partnership for Public Service told the subcommittee that one of their most popular federal worker surveys, time and again, points up the correlation between worker satisfaction and well-trained and effective federal supervisors.
Since 2003, we've developed a best places to work in government ranking based on employee survey data conducted by gathered by the Office of Personnel Management. The rankings are based on employee satisfaction, and we've done analysis to find out what drives that satisfaction. And what we've consistently found is that the largest variable that predicts satisfaction is their views of their supervisor. As the views decline, so does job satisfaction. And this is not about happy employees. It's about engaged, committed employees getting the work of the organization done. It's about effective government. In our 2008 report, Elevating Our Federal Workforce, over half of the chief human capital officers we interviewed throughout government thought that their managers possessed the managerial competencies they needed to only a moderate or limited extent.
Palguda says the partnership supports Senate Bill S-674. Senator Akaka's Federal Supervisor Training Act is currently pending in the Senate Homeland Security Committee, awaiting further action by the full panel. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.